The following program is being broadcast on the Amazing Women of Power, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International. This show contains motivational language and may not be suitable for negative listeners.
Schemes. I'll choose my friends because apparently they're choosing me. The time is now to pay attention to my destiny.
From his humble studio in Orange County, California, comes a young songwriter with a dream, encouraging others to go after their dreams. Learning from the best in the business and passing it along to you, it's Strongwriter on the radio.
I had the blues, but I made it better, baby. That's why I wrote this song. And now you can sing along. My mind's made up. My mind's made up. My mind's made up. My mind's made up.
Oh, yeah. My mind's made up to keep my mind fresh and my heart open, especially when it comes to something that I'm so passionate about. Music. And pop music is something that I really love to listen to on the radio. And current pop music is what we're going to be getting into today. My name is Dean Olson, and welcome to Strongwriter on the Radio, helping songwriters stay musically fit, learning from the best in the business, and passing it along to you. That's the way I like to conduct my show, because through learning through these wonderful artists and musicians and songwriters, I get to pass that along to you, and you will get inspired just as I have been, especially by this one talented singer-songwriter, Kanisha Kay. She's the youngest guest I've had so far on this program. She really does inspire the audience, and regular listeners of Strongwriter on the Radio will remember that we first met in 2014, and this is going to be a bonus episode of footage. Basically an extension of our conversation from Get to Know Kanisha Kay. You get to hear some of the outtakes and the conversation that we had, just getting to know each other and kind of relaxing. And I learned a lot just by getting to know Kanisha Kay. So without further ado, let's go to that conversation, and I'll meet you on the other side. I'm Dean Olson, and here we go.
Well, see, I'm just talking about sort of mundane stuff, but you know what? I find this fascinating that, you know, you started at basically 17, and now you're 4 years later. You're making a good name for yourself here in pop music. What do you see about this new project? Do you think it's gonna be a big breakout for you?
Bring Me Home. Yeah, I really do. It's different than my other music.
Right.
You know, when you're young, you're still trying to find your style and be comfortable and really, you know, kind of just find the path you want to take. So Bring Me Home definitely, I think, is a perfect mix for me of mainstream pop. Because of my age, I feel like that's definitely the genre I need to be going for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my voice really worked on this song. I'm really excited to see how it comes out, and it's already, it's not released, but it's already like the number two most downloaded song on allaxis.com. So people are really starting to like it. And I'm just so excited to release it. I keep, you know, talking to my manager. So what days are you actually going to, like, really go hard? Because I really want to see this, you know, what happens with this song.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But I like, I'm just always interested when an artist is climbing up the charts. It's really exciting, and it can lead to other great things if you keep your eyes open, or you have an agent or a producer that's watching out for you.
Yeah, yeah. For Stupid Boyfriend, actually, Jason Miles, the producer on the project, he was saying how he thinks it'd be such a fun song for a commercial or a movie, and he's definitely been passing it along to his friends in the industry, and it'll be fun to see where that goes, definitely.
Where did you come from? I'll spend your honey, I'll spend your money, I'll let you buy me shoes.
piece of car to finish up my shopping list.
Any of your stuff been suggested that they could put it in a, I don't know, a commercial, a movie, something like that? Seems like that's a lot of pop hits, whether they actually charted, you end up hearing them on TV.
Yeah, Bring Me Home. Mm-hmm. It was just an idea that my manager and my dad had. I've been teaming up with some Humane Society stuff. That's kind of the charities that I associate with. And they were saying that Bring Me Home would be a perfect song for a commercial because, you know, when you go to those things, all, you know, be the dog's perspective, like, bring me home, you know, run beside me. And I just like, wow, that's a really good idea. I never really thought of the song that way, but yeah, I thought that was really cool, and I think they're going to pitch the idea, so yeah.
Bring me.
A live interview that I did, and my brother's an amazing guitar player, and him and I did an acoustic version of one of my songs, and we were just, you know, trying it out to see how it sounded, and it wasn't vocally touched up. There was absolutely nothing on it. So, you know, of course, it's going to be a little flawed here and there. Well, somebody accidentally sent the radio host that version.
Yeah.
And it was a live interview, so he goes to play the song, and he announces the song, and as soon as it starts playing, my eyes just, like, almost popped out of my head, because I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the wrong one.
Oh, no.
But everybody ended up liking it, and they said it was great, and they loved hearing my voice acoustically. So it ended up being okay, but that's a perfect example of not always knowing which one to mail.
It says the HMMAs are going to be taking place out in L.A. Are you going there?
I'm not sure. It just kind of depends because it's based on how many nominations you get.
Oh, okay.
And how many times you've been nominated. I think, actually, someone on the board there heard Stupid Boyfriend, and they already want to nominate that, and that's not even out yet.
So. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that is cool.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that I heard it. I barely played it all the way through, and then I, like, walked away, and I go, it's in my head. So they're doing something good with it. So it's
it's got a
real catchy hook, and I saw the picture that you had. You're standing next to a car with Stupid Boyfriend written all over the windshield. And
yeah.
Looks like, I don't know, I think that's a winner. But who am I, you know?
You're someone who listens to music all the time.
I do, yeah. I love good music. And I like your voice. And it sort of changes with your personality, it sounds like. You know, you said you had a soulful voice at once. And then another time it might sound sweet, you know?
Yeah.
Has anybody ever said, oh, you sound like blank?
When I was 14 and I told you I did that like little recording thing locally just for fun because that's right when my mom noticed I could sing, so they wanted to get me to try it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I sang Summertime, that really, really old song, and someone said, my dad didn't tell people that it was me, that he sent it out to a couple of friends. Some local people that do music, and he said, oh, you know, check this out. And someone said, who is that? Is that Joss Stone? Because that would have been when she was a lot younger.
Yeah.
And that just blows me away because I look up to her. She's the most amazing singer, and I would never compare myself to her. I just think, you know, I would love to be at her level one day, and I absolutely love her voice. I've actually been performing one of her songs, Karma, and that's going to be in my show, and I just love the song. And, I've been compared to her. I think that was a little, I don't think I'm quite there, so that was premature.
Yeah.
I have a very different voice, so not many people can compare me, I think, to anybody.
I think that's good, but it's good that you have a voice that people can, they can sort of dial in on it, like you said, Joss Stone, Adele has that, you know, a lot of times people are trying to copy that thing. It just seems to come natural for you, so I like that.
Yeah, and we tried to make sure that on my album and all the tracks I do that, you know, no matter what genre it is or, you know, I like to try different things. I don't like to just do all the same type of music, but we wanted to make sure everyone would still know it was my voice, and I think you can actually really tell that it's always me, so that was really exciting, and I try to take different things from other artists and then use them, but I don't like to, you know, try and sound like anybody necessarily.
Yeah. Well, I hope that just by sounding like yourself, that's what people will love. I thought it was great, just being honest.
Thank you very much. That's exciting to hear.
You walk in, oblivious of everything. You don't even know my name or how the world could change. You talk to her, but I know that they're only words. Cause if it were you and I would make them come alive. I'd do anything if you could turn around and see me. Instead of falling for another, maybe. Cause I'd be everything you'll ever need. Forever, always. Yeah, this could be the perfect someday. See how good your life could be. Yeah.
But I know what it was that I wanted to ask you. It was there was something in your bio that said that you loved classic rock growing up. You were listening to it, like Aerosmith, things like that.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider later on as a fun project doing some kind of hard rocking type of album or performing with an artist at their show doing that kind of stuff? Have you ever wanted to do something hard?
Yeah, I would love it. I mean, Aerosmith is like, I've been asked before, if you could perform with anybody, who would you choose? And it would be Aerosmith. I mean, I like a lot of different rock bands like Foo Fighters, Red Hot Chili Peppers, but Aerosmith to me is just so cool. I saw them when I was in eighth grade, and Steven Tyler's voice is just amazing. Totally envy him. I wish I had that range. I wish I had that rasp in my voice, and I absolutely love it. I'm so jealous. But
even in his 60s, he can still scream it.
Yeah, exactly. Because he has the same range that he's always had. So I think that's really great, and I would love, love, love to work with him.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Your dad took you to see The Who one time?
Yep, he did. The Who and Aerosmith and Red Hots and Weezer and Foo Fighters and Green Day and, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's seen the Rolling Stones, I think, 6 times.
This has nothing to do with anything, but, my daughter's about your age. She's a couple years older than you are, and for my birthday, she took me to go see Sting, who is one of my favorites, and he was doing a tour where he goes around with Paul Simon of Simon Garfunkel, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And they're completely opposite styles. I mean, Paul Simon is so laid back, and I was almost dozing off. No, I'm not, just kidding. But I just think, and Sting, for somebody who's also in his 60s, he got in there, and they just, like, totally loud electric and still has it. And that's when my daughter was, like, standing up, and all the hippies that were behind us, they were telling her to sit down. And she was like, gosh, what's with all of you? This is we're having a party here. We're at the Forum where the Lakers used to play.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't know. Just sharing. Nothing special about that story.
Well,
but
actually, Jason Miles, one who produced Stupid Boyfriend, he won his Grammy with Sting.
Did he really? Do you know what project that was?
I don't remember the name of the project, but yeah, that's the one he won a Grammy for, so that's cool that you like Sting.
That's cool, yeah. Well, being a songwriter myself, I like to compose more than write lyrics. How do you come up with the melodies and stuff? Obviously, you can play some guitar, and are you able to, if you have something in your head, are you able to go put it down somehow and show it to somebody?
I actually don't play guitar anymore. I don't play any instruments except for piano, and I don't read piano music anymore, so I just play by ear.
Mm-hmm.
So I will just sit down and mess around, and if I come up with something, then I'll just get the melody down, and then sometimes I can write words right after, or sometimes I'll write the words first with no melody, just kind of in poem form, and then eventually when I go to the piano and have found something that sounds good, I try to put the words to the music and tweak them and stuff. So it just kind of depends on my mood as far as writing goes. Yeah. I don't do it like in a specific way. Like, some people have very specific ways that they write, and I'm just kind of like loose and whatever, whatever comes to mind. And I just have a lot of fun with it. I don't take it too seriously. And I think that's when a lot of cool feelings come out.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's probably the best way to do it. You have, if you get an idea, do you sing it into your phone or a recorder or something like that until you can tell somebody about it? If you have an idea?
Yeah. I have an iPhone, and that's my recording device. I use the voice notes, and I actually, my other phone broke, and it had a ton of voice notes, and now it's like, oh no, cover those. So luckily I remember all the songs.
I relate to that. I had ideas, song ideas, and I lost the phone at a ball game one time and never got the phone back, and you can't retrieve that stuff.
No, you can't.
And it hurts.
Yeah. Luckily I can write everything down. I just can't write music, so like I said, I play by ear. If I hear any song, I can learn it on piano.
Well, join the club. I don't write music either. I can't, you hand me a chart, I have to look at the chords, and that's about as far as I can go with it.
So. Yeah, I don't do that either.
Yeah.
I can read, like, the scale, of course, but as far as, like, finding keys and things like that, and unfortunately, I can't do that anymore.
I don't know about you, but I feel like if I know too much, it's going to ruin my creative process. I might think too much.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised. Some people, like my brother, he's into guitar, and I did open mic night with him the other day with him and his friend, and they were, like, talking about something on a guitar, and I was like, you guys are nerds. Like, why are you so interested in all these little parts? Like, isn't it fun just to play? Like, they just get into detail about, like, well, this has this, and this has this, and I'm like, what does it matter? Like, just play, have fun.
I sort of like that, yeah. I think I relate to that too. My best friend, does, you know, he's the guitar player. You know, he does a great job, and then he'll say, "Oh, you know, I have a, yeah, that was a F sharp ninth diminished." And I go, "I don't care. I just want to hear that. It sounded so good. I want to hear it again." You know,
right? Yeah, yeah, I was in band rehearsal last night, and they get going about talking. No, this part on this thing right here at 62, that's actually resolved here. And I look at the piano player. I go, "Man, I wish I knew what you guys were talking about."
Thanks for indulging me. I just wanted to bond with you on our illiteracy that we don't know how to read.
Right,
that's
person.
Good. Yeah, but it can be done. As see, that's the best part. You can do something with that as long as you have the right people. You have a nice team there, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think some of the reasons why, I mean, music's all about feelings and emotions. So how can you have that if you're reading it off paper? You know, you just got to feel it. So I think sometimes it does work not knowing everything, because then there's that you're not too stiff and, you know, prone to do the same thing. Sometimes I make mistakes because I don't read music, and sometimes they end up being really cool. So,
yeah. Well, thanks. This was really a get to know you interview. I think I'm very happy that I got to meet you.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, and yeah. I appreciate that you're going to play my music and take the time to talk to me. That's awesome.
I'm gonna bookmark you, and I'll be following you as this thing gets released. And I hope I wish you a lot of success with it. I hope you'll let me contact you again as things get even more hot with you.
Well, anytime, really, anytime. I would love it. Hi, my name is Keisha Carey, and you're listening to Dean Alston on Strong Writer on the radio.
You're very cool to do that for me. Thank you.
No problem.
That way, when later on, when you are a big star and you're winning a Grammy or something like that, I'm going to put this on there and say, see what I got a hold of? This was when she was starting out fresh.
I really hope. I hope you're right. That's very cool.
I do wish you some awards. I think you're deserving of them. You know, all these fans and... you know, I saw you got on the AC40, which is that's a good accomplishment.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, that's probably a good one to be on right now, because they're coming up with so many charts, just like there are so many genres of music.
Yes, there are. I can never keep up.
Yeah, but that's a pretty wide, that's a good one.
Yeah, my dad and my manager are always going back and forth about which chart, and, you know, it's just like, oh my gosh, I don't even understand what you're saying. Can you write it out for me so I can look, you know, and I'll look them up online, and then I'll look for myself or whatever. A lot of the times they're good about just sending me links, and that's always really cool to see my name
Yeah,
above some big people like I've been above Lord and Miley Cyrus and One Direction and Katy Perry, and that's just like shocking to see.
What do you think of all them, all the people that you just mentioned there, all these contemporaries of yours, like Miley Cyrus or Katy Perry and things like that? Do you listen to any of this stuff as you're enjoying music?
I do to a certain extent. I listen to a lot of pop radio, so if they're on, they're on. But I would say out of all of those, I do appreciate Katy Perry and her talent.
Mm-hmm. She's a hard worker, huh?
I watched her documentary, and she actually is a really good singer. I know people kind of get the feeling that she doesn't always sing or it's too overproduced, but I've heard her sing raw, and she's really good. So out of all of them, I like her. I think I can see why people like Lord. I'm not really on Team Lord.
Yeah, good way to put that.
I read an interview, and it just kind of turned me off. You know, I really don't like egos. I think everybody's equal and everybody's the same. And she was explaining why she named herself Lord, because she wanted to be referred to as a Lord to people. And that was to me like, whoa, like you only have one song on the chart. You might want to chill out. But good. Everybody's different, I suppose.
Good for you saying that. I like that. That's what I look for in an interview. I like for you to let it fly, be honest about that stuff. Cause
yeah.
It's kind of weird, too, because you have Katy Perry and all day, or Miley Cyrus. With that talent comes the baggage of your personality. Could you start out as one thing, and then you sort of get full of yourself after a while. Hopefully that doesn't happen to you.
No, I've heard a lot of people before they're famous say, oh, I'll never change, but I really won't. I'm too grounded. I mean, my family will always keep me grounded. I live in a small town, so thus far, I hear, you know, the things that I am in charts and things like that, and it's cool. But, I don't even, like, really boast about it, because I just do it because I love music. If it can be my career for a long time, I would do that. But, you know, it's just a job to me. I mean, it's a cool job. I love to do it, but I just think everybody's the same, and everybody does different things. So I don't think because I can sing that makes me any different than anybody else.
Well, I'll be watching you. You keep it up. I really, I'm in your corner. I'm on Team Kanisha.
Okay.
What is is K actually your last name, what's the K stand for?
Well, Kanisha's my middle name.
Uh-huh.
Leslie's my first name, and my last name is Kasten, so the K is for Kasten, so Kanisha K was just kind of very catchy, and we used that because we thought it would be a little bit easier to remember than Leslie, whatever, you know. So,
yeah.
Kanisha K it was.
For the latest on Kanisha K, visit KanishaKMusic.com. I'm Dean Olson, and thanks for listening. This is Strong Rider on the radio. We'll see you next Friday. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Strong Rider on the radio, with your host, Dean Olson, on the Amazing Women and Men of Power, the world's leading positive programming network powered by Raven International.